Though the Universal Service Fund, USF, has received billions of rupees from telecom firms, it has failed to start a single project to enhance internet connectivity in Pakistan's remote and deprived areas. The situation has worsened as no representative from telecom operators has been appointed to the USF Board of Directors in the past 2 years. For years, telecom operators have contributed billions of rupees to the USF and Ignite. However, there are no visible signs of how these funds have been utilized in the recent past. The government's reluctance to appoint industry representatives to the USF and Ignite boards reflects misaligned priorities, stalled progress, and a lack of transparency. Sources told the Express Tribune that the total revenue of telecom companies over the last 2 years was around 1,771 billion rupees. Of this, they contributed 1.5%, or around 26 billion rupees, to the USF without revenue adjustment. Telecom operators contribute 1.5% to the USF, 0.5% to Ignite, and 0.5% to the Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, PTA. We can safely claim a contribution of 20 billion rupees to the USF over 2 years, industry officials said, arguing that despite receiving a hefty amount, the USF has not initiated a single project during this period. To make matters worse, the telecom operators have had no representatives on the USF and Ignite boards of directors for the past 2 years. This shift is deeply concerning as these organizations were initially set up to function with industry expertise to ensure proper infrastructure and digital skill investments. Industry officials said that telecom operators play a crucial role in network expansion, innovation, and service delivery, and their exclusion from key decision-making forums could result in inefficiencies, misaligned policies, and stalled digital growth. The absence of board members from cellular mobile operators, CMOs, has left Pakistan's digital future in limbo. According to sources, a significant portion of C.M.O.'s contributions, amounting to around 50 billion rupees, remains unutilized in the fund. They pointed out that previously approved projects had been scrapped, further delaying much-needed connectivity improvements in rural and remote areas. Many projects have been shut down due to funding shortages, which raises concerns about financial mismanagement. Since their inception, the USF and Ignite have performed exceptionally well when telecom industry nominees were on their boards. However, now, no CMO nominees are on the USF board as the government cites conflict of interests. Without telecom sector's expertise, decisions are being made by bureaucrats with little understanding of commercial realities, leading to stalled projects. According to industry officials, telecom operators contribute to the USF in Azad Jammu and Kashmir, AJK, and Gilgit-Baltistan, GB, but these regions continue to suffer from poor network coverage and the lack of service expansion.